An international big mountain ski and snowboard competition is back in Haines after making its Alaska debut last year. The Free Ride World Tour tests the skills of alpine athletes from around the world with stops in five countries. The athletes say the slopes in France, Austria, and Andorra don't compare with the mountains in Haines. KHNS's Emily Files has the story.
Haines residents might be surprised to find out the peaks that make up our daily backdrop have a towering reputation across the globe. Here's Eva Volkner, an Austrian skier.
I don't know if people from Haines, if they know how famous their village is, you know, all over the world. Skier and snowboarder, it's probably the most famous place in the world. And it's the big goal for each skier to come to Haines once in a lifetime.
Right. And into now the into good snow.
Oh, beautiful, tearing up this big chunk of open face.
What a spray.
Eva Volkner is crowning
this. Is amazing.
This.
As the commentators watched Volkner's run in Haines last year, they knew she was headed for a first place win among the women skiers. Volkner is leading her category again this year. What is it about the mountains here that make them so special? Swiss snowboarder Anne-Flore Machter says because the mountains are so close to the water, the snow sticks on very steep faces.
And the way it builds up to those beautiful ice creamy spines make it so playful, especially maybe for us snowboarders, is that one perfect shaped terrain and exciting and yet like really, actually really technical and really impressive and a bit scary, but so perfect. And for us, it's the one place you find it, you know it's in Haines, and that's why we're all so excited to come here.
The mountains in Alaska are famous, especially the ones around Haines.
Austrian snowboarder Flo Orli might be the athlete who has competed in freeride the longest, 16 years.
Before Haines was on the schedule, everybody on the tour talked about qualifying for the finals, and now everybody's talking about qualifying for Alaska, because this is a dream of every freerider in the world to ride these spectacular mountains where the snowpack is so safe that you can ride the steepest faces of our planet.
The pool of athletes is cut by about half before coming to Haines. Only the 30 or so with the top rankings compete here. Orli says this will be his last time competing in the free ride. He says he's looking forward to that moment where he's standing at the top of the mountain about to descend.
You're just focusing on your riding, sticking your jumps, finding your line. It's like you're caught in a dream, and only when you're at the very bottom and you're riding out to the flats, you're waking up again.
Oh, he's fighting his way. He swam his way out of there. Yes, he has made it work.
He's on his feet. Oh, my God. What an amazing hit he had there.
Flo Orli succeeds.
It's not easy for Freeride to include Haines in its roster of competition spots. It's the most expensive destination for the tour because of the remoteness and lack of infrastructure in the mountains. All the athletes and crew need to be flown in helicopters. Snowboarder Machter says it's a tough spot, but it needs to be kept in the lineup.
For free riding, it needs to stop here in Alaska, especially here in Haines for that terrain. And I think it would make no sense to have a whole tour around the world competing in free riding without stopping by in this amazing place.
Now, what the free ride athletes refer to as the waiting game begins. The organizers have to wait for the perfect weather and snow conditions for the competition to take place. Last year, they had to hold off until the very last minute before taking on the mountains. But the athletes say the wait is worth it. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.